What's up, everybody? Welcome back to another episode of Just Jay the Podcast. This is my special guest, Trendy.
I'm gonna let you do
your own little intro.
What's good, y'all? T-Dawg and the D-Wild in the check-in. Finally, after some time, feel me?
Y'all know, every interview that I've done with other people, and they ask me who I want on the show, he's the first person I say, because I was just ducking,
you feel me? Life just had me ducking.
Okay, you be ducking me, but it's fine. The timing's always right, so we're here. First, we're going to start with, I call it bowl of cues. I don't really have a fire name for it, but it's just a bowl of questions. I feel like, in the beginning, sometimes I'd be nervous, and sometimes my guests be nervous, too, so I was like,
a little icebreaker.
Right, I need to think something cool that, like, people could get into that's, like, you know, not too much, but we're going to do two questions each. I'm going to have you go first.
I'll take one, right? Mm-hmm. How did you find out about Just Jay?
Oh, nobody's ever got that question.
How did you find out about Just Jay? So honestly, you feel me? I've been around for low-key the beginning, for the low-key part, you feel me? Because I was hearing when she was just talking about it. Then just seeing her put everything into, like, fruition is just crazy. Like, you feel me? I dead seen the progress. And just, like, you definitely have a platform to where you could go further with this shit, you feel me? You could interview anybody, you feel me? It's a... It has a good scheme, you feel me? It's comfortable, like, it's a vibe.
Thank you. Oh, that's how literally nobody's ever got that question. That's insane. Mine says, if you could hang out with one cartoon character, who would it be and why? That's fire. I'm going to say Oscar Proud, because that's mad funny. So I think that would be lit.
He's just going to be cutting ass the whole time.
No look left.
Favorite holiday and why? My favorite holiday. Like, low-key, it used to be, like, Christmas. Mm-hmm. But I'll say, for the most part, Thanksgiving. Because I feel like people are probably gathering a little more.
Yeah.
Because nowadays, Christmas is, like, kind of more. Yeah, definitely Thanksgiving. Like... I'm a skinny, fat person, you feel me? Like, I eat. Like, especially Thanksgiving. Well, I'm not going to eat the whole day. I'm starving myself. Exactly. I'm fasting for that big meal to go crazy.
Nah, I agree. Thanksgiving is top two. Top two, for sure.
What's
top
one?
Two. Honestly, I love Christmas. Okay, like, I love Christmas. I don't know what it is about Christmas, but I just feel like everybody's in a better mood.
Happy.
Word. Like, we all tearful, like, you know.
It feel like peace, word. Harmony,
like,
all
I wish
that.
Christmas was all the time, because nobody's really stressing, nothing, like, you know, whatever.
It definitely changed, though. I feel like when we were kids, like, it was way more.
Because I feel like also the pandemic... Kind of fucked up everything for us, so it's like kind of hard for people to be excited about what they used to be excited about. So
100%.
I don't know, but I do fuck with Christmas. I ain't gonna lie.
Still up there.
What movie do you think everybody should watch? Paid in Full, Menace to Society.
Black staples.
Yeah, all the black staples, because I feel like they really, really gonna teach you some shit. Like, for real, you really need to watch them, all of them.
Word, I'm not gonna lie to you. There's a lot of inspiration I get from those movies, you feel me? Like, music video wise, you feel me? Like, definitely want to implement that.
So, why the name Trendy? Why the spelling of it? Why all of it?
So, honestly, you feel me? My Instagram name, like, it was Trendy Jigger. Mm-hmm. ASAP had a song, you feel me? Fashion Killer, with, you feel me, had Rihanna in the video. And I thought the clean version said Trendy Jigger. It's like 8th grade. Mm-hmm. So, that was my IG since then, 2013. Then... You feel me? Like, niggas started rapping around high school. Like, people used to call me Ja Lin or whatever. But I don't know. Randomly, people started calling me Trendy. So I'm like, you know what? I'm going to run with that name. Yeah. But I feel like I'm so versatile. Like, some people might know me this way. Some people might know me this way. So I write it. You feel me?
Both ways. That's fire. That's literally hard. That's hard. I feel like you've told me that before, too.
You feel me? It's, like, once people find out the reason why, like, because people see my name, like, you know, what's good with that?
Right.
But, you feel me? It's definitely intriguing, like.
Yeah. I'm happy that you know that you're versatile, because that's literally what I wrote down, like, the versatility of your flow and the importance of just how unique you are with your lyricism.
I appreciate that.
Like, I think no one sounds like Trendy, and that's important, especially now, because it's like, you know, you got all these drill rappers trying to really...
Everybody sound the same.
Yeah, everybody sounding the same.
Batman, you, Jesus, like...
Like, for you, even, like... with the project you just dropped, and then the last one, like, it just shows your range to do anything that you desire, like, and that's so cool, and that I really think that you're gonna outlive everybody else.
I appreciate that, and you feel me, that's why I strive for, but a lot of times it'd be hard, like, when you in your own lane, sometimes you hear other people's opinion, and it kind of, like, just steer you away, like, damn, maybe am I not doing, you feel me, what the masses want, but then again, it's art, you know what I mean?
How long has music been, like, your dream? Do you have a backup plan?
I really never had a backup plan. My dream, but I'm not going to lie to you, my dream, my first dream was to be Kobe and Michael Jackson at the same time. I swear to God. I had the same image. I was, I'm going to grow my hair out. I'm going to be Kobe. But the thing is, I was going to be on every basketball team ever. Yeah. Like, I was going to go to Miami. I was going to do everything. I was still about to be the greatest rapper of all time, too. That was it was about to be a whole... Feel me, but then eventually I realized, yo, ball is not for me. Then, like, music, my dad is a DJ. He was a rapper as well, you feel me, in the 80s. My mom, you feel me, she Trini, is heavy Caribbean music, you feel me, being played all the time. So it's like, music is literally life for me.
Yeah, oh shit. Get the hell out of here. Be quiet. Who are some of your favorite musicians growing up?
Definitely Michael Jackson, of course, you feel me.
I love that. I love Michael Jackson. Oh, my God.
Greatest performer of all time, you feel me? Like, everything now is based off of that, I feel like. Biggie, too. Coming from Brooklyn, like, Biggie is God. Like, you seeing, you feel me? Obviously, he wasn't alive for, you feel me, to see what he was doing. But I'm growing up seeing murals, you feel me? My pops telling me about he is. People in school, like, that's older. Everything, you feel me? So, Biggie, like... His flow is so infectious. I bite a lot of flows from him, you feel me? Like, that's definitely one of the persons. But, like, you feel me? Everybody else, like, honestly, you feel me? I really love music. So, like, I feel like everybody's era, I appreciate it, like, almost equivalently. But, like, those two always stood out for me.
Yeah. There was a question that I was going to write down. It's so funny that you say that. But it was, like, what was your favorite hip-hop era?
Favorite hip-hop era? Mm-hmm. Like, it would definitely be... I feel like I'm going to combine it because, you feel me... Is because this is when New York was just really in New York, like 95, like so, like that 90s era, like of Biggie and Pac and Femi Nas and like Big Al and all these other rappers, like up until like because 50 Dipset, like you feel
so
me,
much New York
yeah.
It's kind of crazy.
Like New York, I feel like is the best place to be, it's the most expensive. Literally. Fuck the court system, really though. I had court today, but you feel me, other than that, like. New York is the greatest place to be. If you can make it here, you can make it anywhere, for real.
It's like, I'm kind of blown away because, like, you're answering my questions before I even say it. Because I literally wrote, how does where you live at affect your work?
It's New York. Like, it's, you feel me? Even though it's almost like crabs in a bucket, it's just so, like, nah. Like, I'm gonna, you feel me? You doing that? All right, I'm going to do this. I'm going to up it, you feel me? Yeah. But in a good way. But that's how it should be, rather, you feel me? But it's a lot of politics with music and not, you feel me? But I love this music shit for real. So, like, you feel me? I'm not trying to get involved in none of that. I just want to make music. I love New York. I want to make New York big. You feel me? I moved to Long Island. I want to make Long Island one of them, you feel me, places that never get overlooked ever again. You feel me?
Ooh, I felt that. I like that. How is it juggling your personal life and your music career?
It is extremely, extremely hard. You feel me? Like, because... Realistically, you feel me, you see these rappers or artists, you don't know what the hell they're going through. Yeah. So, you feel me, you may get the false judgment of, like, all right, they, life is put together, or they had this handed to them, or whatever the case is. So, like, you know, when you start comparing it to your life, you're like, damn, what's going on? But I just realized you really got to use all of that energy, that negative energy, and transfer that. Yeah. Whether it's you trying to work so you can get studio time, whether it's you really writing, you know, networking, going somewhere to meet people, like, you just got to take your personal issues and turn it, you feel me, into art. Not meaning you got to spill your whole life on it, you feel me, mic and be vulnerable. You know, granted, sometimes I work, but you feel me, just bringing that energy somewhere else.
Yeah, so, I feel that.
You feel me?
How is your studio process? Like, are you somebody that can go in the booth and just spit? Or, like, do you have to, like, write it down?
You feel me? Definitely want to say this too on here, you feel me, because I feel like definitely... I never had a chance to say this. Shout out, you feel me, Skylar Rock, A.E. Fetty, you feel me, Causey, V12Z, and anybody that was on Nancy Street, you feel me, studio, because y'all definitely helped me with the punching. So my studio process could be you feel me, two things. Like, I learned from punching in from them. Like, you feel me, just being able to go in there and just bar for bar for bar for bar. Because, you feel me, we had 100 people in the studio. We got to record. But, you feel me, like, it's just, I can't even tell you, you feel me. Like, I would hear a beat. If I'm going in the studio, most likely I have something a little pre-written. Maybe like a hook or a bridge or an intro. Because I feed off of that. And then once I get in there, you feel me, it's just, I'm trying to keep up that flow, that cadence. So it's like, I'm having fun, like, you feel me? Like, I'm just vibing, like, you feel me? It's really a mood, like, I'm really moody. Like, I didn't realize that, but I'm definitely moody, bro. Yeah.
Well, it's okay, because we're getting a lot of great music. I'm still updating my So New York playlist, so I'm so happy I just added your last EP on there.
Trendy Party 2.
It's, like, pretty much all trendy, and I didn't, like, figure that out, but you're on there. So
it's New York.
Let's talk about your latest EP that you just dropped. I love the cover art. I love it. Look at his shirt, everybody. Fire. Like, what? Not Ken Trend,
you feel me? Check out Bobby, you feel me? They gonna give me the sponsorship soon, all that word.
Not facts.
But definitely, I made that cover too, you feel me? A lot of people didn't realize that, you feel me? Definitely made that cover. I wanted to drop something, you feel me, where it's trending.
Yeah.
You feel me? People, that's what I do with this little EP. That's what I did a couple summers ago. Like, I just dropped, like, songs that's party songs, you feel me? So I just wanted to keep that up. Now we in this era of, like, drill, Jersey, you feel me? So I had to throw that in there.
Yeah.
And I also had a song from, like, 2021 that was supposed to be on the last tape, Trendy Party, but, you feel me, I threw it on here because, you feel me, like, it took some years to grow on me, but... Yeah.
Which one?
The Dimelo, that Spanish.
Yeah, it was crazy. I have that one written down right here. I like that you went to a totally different vibe than you're normally doing.
Yeah.
I think that's so cool. Because honestly, a lot of people probably had the same reaction as me when they heard it. Like, oh shit, like,
what the fuck?
But like, I'm up with it. So like, I'm happy you did that because it just proves your versatility again.
I'm trying to keep pushing that envelope. You feel me? Like, it's always trying to just make it, oh, he's about to go this way, that way, this way. So... Dimelo came along really because DJ Meraki, shout out DJ Meraki, you feel me? He sent me that beat. This one we was working at a social media house, you feel me? He sent me the beat like, yo, I want you to hop on this. I made this, you feel me? I made the song probably in Brooklyn probably 2 years ago. Studio got flooded out. Had the song, sat on it. I'm like, you feel me? I wanted to do it better, but you feel me? I played it for my man Shmoo the other day. Shout out Shmoo. Shout out. You definitely got to get him up there. You feel me? He's one of them.
Oh, yes. Definitely. Okay. Plug me in. I want all of them.
I'll definitely feel me. I'm going to plug that in. But, boy, you feel me? Like, I played it for him. He was like, bro, you got to throw it on the tape.
Yeah.
And I was like,
yeah. I'm happy you did because it's very different. And I know everybody was like, oh, shit. This is different. I'm happy you did it. What's your favorite song from the EP you just dropped?
Definitely the intro. Mm-hmm. You feel me? That's trendy.
Mm-hmm. Mine too. Mine and Bon Voyage.
Bon Voyage. Heavy inspiration, man. You feel me? That's another song that's old too. That didn't make another tape, but you feel me? I was like, it could fit here. It's a little calm down vibe. But nah, Spleeze, you feel me? The intro, like, that's really me. That's me, like, you feel me, flowing on a different type of beat, like, my way. You know what I mean?
Yeah. What do you think you were, when did you drop Broken Broken?
Broken Broken's probably around, like, March, April.
So what, like, because we're getting a lot of new music this year, and I love it, especially from you, because it's just great. But, like, what was different with this process making Trend Party 2 versus that one?
Broken Broken, like, was way more songs, and I had to cut it down, mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Like, because... Broken Broken was real life what I was going through in my life at the time. So it was kind of like me being vulnerable. Mm-hmm. So I had to figure out like what I want in there. You feel me? What song's kind of cringy? What song is that? Feel me? But word. So like this was that like Trendy Party 2 was more like, all right, I'm having fun. Like, you feel me? I'm about to get features on this. You feel me? Like, shout out every single feature on this. Zai, you feel me? FK Maw, Shay, Shmoo, you feel me? Shout out every feature on it. I swear to God, they went dumb. I had to post it on the page. Like,
seriously.
They went crazy, you feel me? But I knew I wanted to have fun. This was just fun, like, strictly fun. Like, this is a tape I want somebody that doesn't know me, you feel me, to, it's like a little baby fool, you know, here. Mm-hmm. See, this is what I am.
A little trailer.
Yeah.
I love that.
Little taste of Trend.
Pause. I definitely want to give you your props because it's very hard to stay consistent when it comes to, like, perfecting your craft and building your brand or your legacy, because sometimes you have those moments where you are unmotivated and you don't really have nothing to really say or really write about. So I applaud you because...
Appreciate that.
2 in 1 year is crazy, bro.
I feel like DMX when I dropped. I was like, my son DMX dropped 2 albums. I was like, I fake might drop another one. You feel me?
Yeah.
I'm not gonna say too much because I don't want to make no promises. But I'm, you feel me? The way things is going, I might have to drop another one. Yeah. Definitely dropping visuals too for this tape. You feel me? Good.
How do your personal experiences shape the themes or the stories in your songs?
Heavy influence. Everything I'm talking about is real.
Yeah.
Like, you feel me? Like, maybe a couple of years ago, I would exaggerate on things, but, like, right now is really, everything I'm saying, I'm really going through, you feel me? I'm really on, or you feel me? Like, it could really go there, you know, you know what I mean?
Facts. So, being that we're from New York, and, like, we're known as, like, the fashion staple of the world.
Yeah.
How would you describe your fashion style? Because I ain't gonna lie, okay, this is my bro. Like, we actually hang out, like, he was at my birthday. Like,
really, though.
We really do this. So, like, you're fly as fuck, so how would you describe your style when it comes to fashion?
Working with what I have, because I was really, really broke. Like, when I was, you feel me, in Brooklyn, like, evictions, all that, you feel me? My mom really came up, you feel me? But, so, I had to work with what I had, you feel me? My mom never made me go outside, look crazy, you feel me? Like, till this day, that's in store, like, you feel me? Whether you gonna put on, if you gonna put on a bummy fit, it just gotta correlate. Yeah, like, you gotta look presentable. So, it's just really just me, like, you feel me? If I feel this way, I feel this way, right. Like.
I feel that. What's one fashion tip you would give people?
Definitely, you feel me? Push the limits, but just be yourself, you feel me? Like, definitely don't hop on a trend. I know my name is trendy, but I don't follow trends, you feel me, at all. Like, you feel me? I make the trends.
Thanks.
Do you? You feel me? Just don't follow what other people do. That's the main. It's like Hypebeast, you feel me? Like, this whole SB thing going on right now, SB should not be $400. Yeah, like, not every SB is a grill. Like, it don't make no sense to me. Yeah. Air Forces don't make no sense to me.
Nah.
Everybody wearing designer, but you feel me? But can't afford a car does not make sense to me. You feel me? All of this right now, you feel me, is not making sense to me. So this is why, like, you feel me?
No, I do feel you.
Just be you. Be yourself.
I feel like my tip would be, like, wear whatever you want to wear as long as you're comfortable and you really feel like you are presenting who you are.
That
like,
part.
Because, like you said, a bummy fit, you can make a bummy fit fly if you really putting that shit on.
Exactly.
You know, everything don't gotta be designer down.
You,
Hanes,
like
Hanes,
yo,
Target, Sheen, real like shit that you can get. Real
boy, I'm telling you, I go to my African. Shout out my African, you feel me? That's my son's step pops. But yo, I go to my African and get a white tee almost every day. White tee, tank top. That's all I'm wearing. You feel me? I'm outside. Like, you feel me? I'm in the sun, you feel me? Why am I about to have a hold on fit? I'm not about to go outside, nothing, you feel me?
And it's hot, so, like.
Boy, don't get it stupid, because, you feel me? I'm talking for me, but my guys, you feel me, really, really put that shit on, you feel me? They, shout out Jenny, my guy, you feel me, Tutu, my guys really put that shit on, that's what, you feel me? that's another topic.
Let's talk about 223.
Yeah.
And the impact you guys have individually and all together. Because I think that's really important to have, like, a team of like-minded visionaries.
Yeah, it's, you feel me, it's, you know, it's hard because obviously it's a team, you feel me. Sometimes you're gonna have championship winning years, sometimes, you feel me, y'all gonna lose, but you feel me, for the most part, we always had like clout, we always had some type of reach, we always had some type of eyes on us since high school, like before. So it's like we kind of used to that. Now we need to individually just put out, you feel me, consistently, and as a whole, you feel me, we definitely making our name, especially with Mike Jack. People think of 2-3, yes. Mike Jack, you feel me? Like, we could go far with this as a whole. It's way too much of us, you feel me? And we way too talented. We all different, you feel me? So it's definitely, you feel me? I always try to mention my gang at any times, you feel me? Long live my brothers, for real.
Nah, word. Anytime, like, I've interviewed you and Gwitty, and every time I'm asking about them, because I think that is so important that y'all rep each other so hard. And it's like, y'all all doing the same thing, but like it's so different, and everybody wants everybody to eat, and I think that's awesome because not a lot of people like that,
man. You know, like,
especially in the podcast industry, I feel like it's hard for me because I'm a girl. Because I personally feel like when you on TikTok and like social media scrolling, you're really trying to hear what a man got to say before you trying to hear what a woman got to say. I might be saying more real shit than him, but like still, it's a man's viewpoint, and I feel like that's hard when, like, you feel like you, I ain't gonna lie, I ain't gonna toot my own horn, but I really be on this bitch talking about shit.
You
like,
definitely be, do.
You know, trying to touch on the things that people are more so shying away from, because I feel like that's important to bring this to my platform to make it a real conversation.
Yeah.
So, like, it is hard because I feel like the women aren't getting their
fair share.
Yes.
And you feel me? That is it's all algorithm. All,
like,
yeah.
Every lane aspect for real of it. Too, yeah.
You feel me? It's corny. You feel me? Cause I yeah. You feel me? I never looked at it like that. You feel me? Cause it sucks. You feel me? Like to be in that point of view. Cause we already faced that as black. Now imagine being a you feel me a black woman. You feel me? So I definitely understand that. But you feel me? I feel like you just gotta keep doing you. You feel me? And like if you realize a lot of these podcasts come and go. You feel me? Cause they not sustaining real information. They not keeping real fans. They not you feel me? They not saying anything. People hop on mics and everybody's opinion is valid. You feel me?
That's a fact.
You're bringing different aspects to it, so it's definitely valid.
I appreciate you, gang.
Of course, you know that. Just Jay, Trinity Jig in the spot.
Finally,
I'm dropping the mic over.
Okay. It's okay, but literally, this is like a year. This podcast was supposed to happen like a year ago.
Yeah.
But I'm so happy that it's happening right now because I think we're both in like, I think a year ago, we weren't really in the right place to really be doing this.
Not at all.
This conversation wouldn't have been as like.
It was nothing. Productive.
Intellectual, you feel me? I think that would be the word. But I'm happy that you're here now because we are really talking about some great stuff. But I have a question.
Of course, of course.
Your dream collabs top five.
Dream collabs, you feel me?
Dead or alive?
Dead or alive.
Because that makes it even broader.
That makes it, that's even... Alright, well, you feel me? I'm going to go with Drake first pick, you feel me? Because I feel like me and him can match each other energy. Like.
Agreed.
My, you feel me? Some people may not really, because I feel like some people only listen to certain type of songs with me, so they think, oh, I'm not versatile, but like, I could really go, you feel me, anyway. He's another person I could go anyway. It's definitely Drake. You feel me? I need Pharrell on the production. You feel me? Me and Pharrell will go retire. Yeah.
Wow.
Me and Pharrell, you feel me? I need Ye, but like, you feel me? I don't want this Ye. Like,
right.
You feel me? I want a little crazy, yeah, not crazy, crazy, yeah. You feel
I mean,
me?
Like,
yeah.
Day, you know?
You feel me? My last two. That's a hard one. You feel me? I might have to go Thug on that one. Free YSL, man. Cause I feel like Thug, you feel me, could bring you to a different lane. You feel me? And trying shit.
Facts.
And then all right, last one. Chris Brown.
Ooh, that was good.
Yeah, Chris Brown. Definitely Chris Brown.
That's crazy. Wow. Pharrell really had me because that's
he's going to go crazy.
People be sleeping on him, I feel, because they don't really know like what he be doing.
They don't know. Scenes. They don't know.
And, like, he's really him for real.
That's why I'm mad Drake and him beefing. Like, I just realized they fake never really did music together.
Nah,
like,
facts.
Which is kind of weird because they, you feel me?
Yeah, I can see that.
But beef. Politics.
Words. See, that's why I'm happy you just stay out the way.
Out the way. I don't, you feel me? Don't come, leave me out the way, leave me out the mix, you feel me?
Nah, I feel you.
But shit could get hot like the spleeves.
Right, period. Oh my God, mic drop, end the podcast with that. What's one thing your fans don't know about you?
One thing my fans don't know about me? Really, that I'm really, like, tapped into a lot, like, you feel me? Like, I feel like I don't really expose that to a lot, like, I can't even give you a sense, you feel me? But, like, I really watch different things on YouTube, if that could kind of give you a sense of idea what I'm saying. Like, it's not just, oh, hip-hop, rap, New York, all of that, you feel me? Like, I brought in, like, I'm trying to really educate myself. Like, so, you feel me? Maybe that sense. I'm like, I love history. Probably that. You feel me? I'll say that. I love history, yeah.
History's important, too. I think as I get older, I realize that. Because history, if you don't really know your history, it's going to repeat itself.
Yeah.
So history is very important. I'm happy you said that. That's fire.
I love seeing, like, transitions of things. Like, how something came from here to being here.
Yeah.
Like, that, you feel me? That idea, to me, is just always stuck to me.
Yeah.
That's probably, honestly, what made me like certain, like, these dead artists, you know, that we never met.
Mm-hmm.
Like, seeing how big, like, you feel me? Like, how did he come from being nobody, you feel me? Being on top of the world, dying, and then becoming bigger than what he is.
Yeah, like Pop Smoke.
Pop Smoke, like...
PNB.
Pop Smoke, PNB, like, Pop Smoke was, you feel me, go back to Pop,
yeah,
man. I ain't even gonna lie, you feel me, when Pop first came out, like, I'm like, you feel me, it sounds like a regular Brooklyn nigga, you feel me, drill shit. Like, I didn't, you feel me, I'm thinking Chef and all these niggas should get that type of love, you feel
right,
me?
Right.
Then Pop just, you feel me, I started to see, like, nah, he's different, like, you feel me, he's really trying to, like, get into this industry and really shake, you feel me? So he opened the floodgates for New York.
Yeah.
So, like, I feel like when he died, like, that was just crazy, like...
Yeah.
Kobe then Pop Smoke.
Yeah.
back to back, 2020, then COVID, like 20. Yo.
Word. Oh my God. Yo. Yo, the stress we were going through, like, it's so crazy.
Wicked.
And I feel like, I hate talking about, like, the because I feel like I share a lot of the positives of, like, artists on here. Because mm-hmm. like, I have my artist friends come on and talk about how great it is and all the things that they want to do. And then you have, like, the downsides of it where it's, like, people be really losing their lives for real behind this shit.
Really,
and
though.
It's, like, from a fan standpoint, that shit is crazy. So, like, imagine from, like, being really close to these people in real life. Like,
this is my friend. Like, he's just my miss.
Like, y'all listening to his music, but, like, this is really my person that I know. So, it's just, like,
I be thinking about that a lot. You
so shitty. How then they always? I feel like a lot of them lose their life right when they really about to
be that. Yeah, like be that person that you feel me. PNB definitely had to die. That was mad corny. You feel me? And the father that sent you feel me, his son in there is extra corny. Right. Like,
and I feel like it's just all down to like the clout, the jealousy, the envy, all of the negative emotions, and it's just like. The way that these niggas really be dying is crazy. Like, for him to die in front of his girl in the chicken spot is wild.
You eating with, you feel me? You like, think you comfortable, you feel me? Like, you thinking, like, you don't gotta be on that, you feel me? And then a 15-year-old literally. Or a 17-year-old, however, you feel me? And what's wilder, you feel me, is his pops sent him. So, like, the pops is positive for one. Right. Like, if you wanted that chain, why don't you get that chain? Why are you sending your son, you feel me, in there to risk his life, you feel me? Word. Makes no sense, but... Word. Yeah, half of these lives I'd be going, it'd be for no reason. Like, not for no reason, but you know what I mean?
Running his crib, like, when he, that's crazy.
15-year-old smoked him.
And it's like, the people that's really out to get them are young as hell. Like, why is that y'all, why y'all not looking at them as like, damn, I could do that too? Why y'all looking at it as like a jealousy thing? Like, okay, let me.
They pawns. They pawns. People trying to earn stripes. You feel me? People trying, you feel me? It'd be a lot. It's social media, too. Like, this shit is real toxic in all aspects. I see it coming in all day. Like, whether it's work, you feel me, relationships, you feel me, with significant others, friendships, you feel me, music, like, anything. Like, you feel me, social media is just changing people's perception on the norm, I feel like, subconsciously. That's how I see it, because half of the things people are okay with, people should not be okay with, really. For real, for real. But. Politics as usual.
I know. Politics just got crazy. Oh my God, I just got crazy. But nah, real shit, bro.
Politics.
Especially because we in New York, so like we listen to these artists, we see the news, we watch all the videos on the social media of them dying. Like, that's another thing too. I can't see another rapper go on social media. Like, I don't want to see the videos of, I can't.
Like, yo, hearing Quavo yell, like, take, like, bro. I was just talking about that, too, the other day. That was wild, too. He ain't had to die, you feel me? That was over a game. I know how I get over there, you feel me, at them games, but, like, nah, he ain't had to up it, you feel me?
Nah, facts.
Like, it's...
There's so many.
You feel me? This is why it's good to, you feel me, like, stay in your, you feel me, your clique, but not, you feel me, in a sense, be so, you feel me? I don't know how to even explain it. It's really balanced. Like, it's...
Yeah. Yeah.
Life is really, yeah, because you can't be too mixy with people. You can't trust nobody. I don't like new people. I really don't. You feel me? Like, only like new people if I see that you a genuine person. I could just read that. Like, my energy, you feel me? I feel that, you feel me? So I feel like I don't even mingle with people like that too much, you feel me, if they're not genuine.
Yeah.
So it's like.
That's how you gotta be, though.
Yeah. Like, outside, wicked.
Word.
Outside is wicked. Wicked, dude.
Oh, my God. 5 years from now, where will Trendy be?
Shit, hopefully on the Grammy stage, you feel me?
Period. That's what I'm trying to do. That's a good answer.
Exactly.
Wow, that's a good answer.
Rather that than, you feel me? 5 years, realistically, though, I'm still going to be doing, you feel me, what I love, you feel me, and working towards bettering my soul, my physical body, and all that, you feel me? Like, I realize, like, yeah, there's time, but life is really no time.
Right.
You have to take the time for yourself and invest in yourself, you feel me? Invest in your family, you feel me? And really build yourself out. We're mad young, so, like, I feel like we grew out naive, thinking that we know who we are, and then it's like we get into this world and life hit us, and then it's kind of like a... You feel me? So I know I'm going to take these next 5 years, you feel me? While we're in our 20s, you feel me, to really up it in my 30s, you feel me? Mm-hmm. Hopefully, you feel me, I up it next year. Hopefully, I up it next month. Trendy Party out too, you feel me?
All platforms.
Yeah, yeah, yeah,
You need a podcast. You too good. When was the last time you did an interview, you said?
2021.
That's
insane. Yeah, I swear to God.
Bro.
You feel me? I be wanting to talk shit. I can tell
that you've been wanting to get your shit out. Yeah. So you're good.
Wow. I haven't been, you feel me? I haven't said nothing. You feel me? I haven't been on nothing. I've been seeing people say shit. You feel me? Word. I just been wanting to talk. We've been hopping on them lives.
Period. My last question, and then like the conversation can go wherever. What would you like to be known or remembered for as Trendy? The artist or the person?
Being different. Mm-hmm. You feel me? Really just being like, different, like AI. Allen Iverson is not the best basketball player. Wasn't the best basketball player in the league. He was the rookie of the year. You feel me? Wasn't MVP or that. You feel me? But people know his body, like the way he impacted the culture. You feel me? He's like his name would ever be brought up. You feel me? Regardless if he's not a Michael, LeBron, or Kobe. You feel me? Shout out Kobe, right. Big Kobe. It's August month. You feel me? But anyways, yeah. You feel me? Like so, I want to be different. I want to be in my own lane. Not even in a number comparison, just, you feel me? I'm just here, you feel me? And I'm always respected. Mm-hmm. So I'm trying to work towards that, you feel me?
I think you are doing a good job of doing that. I'm not even trying to say that as your friend, but, like, on the outside looking in, you're doing a great job.
I'm trying.
If you really think about it, a lot of us out here on Long Island that are trying to build our brand, like, whenever we speak about, like, the people that inspire us or people that we want to work with, mm-hmm. Your name's always brought up. Don't ever take that lightly.
I'm glad, you feel me? I hope, you feel me? I don't even feel me. Sometimes I be seeing that, like, but if I, whoever said that, I'm inspired by everybody. I swear to God, like, you feel me? I like seeing everybody get in motion. Like, I love seeing this, what's going on here. I love seeing, like, Goody go crazy. I love seeing my guys go crazy. I love seeing other people out of clicks, you feel me?
Yeah.
Go crazy. Like, Long Island is definitely on the rise, you feel me? And I'm saying this as a Brooklyn nigga, like, you feel me? I spent most of my life out there. I graduated high school out here, so I did high school, and I spent a year in middle school out here. But 2 years. But you feel me? Like, Long Island got the talent, for real, for real. Like, it really, we right there. It's right, just a lot of politics. People think, oh, the island corny, da-da-da. It's not corny. You feel me? Yeah, when you come to the island and really see what's good, your whole perception changes, for real, for real. And there's a lot of talent, all right, you feel me? I want to work with, you feel me, a lot of different artists. I can't even think off my head, so don't even put me in that pressure. Don't put me in that order, But you feel me, if anybody ever feel like they want to work, I'm definitely here, because I'm trying, you feel me, videos, music, whatever, podcasts, you feel me.
Is this your first podcast or no?
Technically, you feel me, in this format, I would say.
Stop.
In a comfortable, you feel me? Like, yeah, like this is a vibe, a couch, all that. Yeah, I did a table.
Wow, that's fire! I love that. I love it.
And it's clear, you feel me? Just Jay, it's a whole aesthetic, you feel me?
Thank you.
Shit got my name on it. This shit is crazy. Like, thank you, Card.
You gotta be professional, you know.
Step it up.
For me to get here,
this is on the radar status. You feel me? Like, I swear to God.
Oh my God,
I swear to God.
I love
the orange.
On the radar, call me for real. I could really
just say on the radar.
Get right. I don't know what I'll
be.
Yeah, I'll figure it out.
Be an A&R shit. You feel me? Definitely know a lot of people. Get it to me. You feel me?
Word. This is about to be on my next season, so you're the first guest for season 7. I'm excited.
Season 7. You feel me? That went by quick.
Yeah, bro. 2 years.
That's really quick. You feel me?
I started in 2021.
And now look what, you feel me, like, people really know. I seen Coco poster, you shout out Coco too.
Yeah.
You feel me? I was like, all right, so you feel me, people are paying attention, you feel me?
I love that. I feel like it goes back to just like every industry is hard, especially when you're first coming into it, especially when you're a woman, I feel like. So me being 2 years in, like, I've learned a lot. I've learned from the niggas that I'm seeing, and I learned from the women too. Like,
mm-hmm.
You kind of, in order to really prosper and succeed in this industry, you really got to be a dominant woman that knows what she's talking about and knows what her show brings to the table. So that's really all I try to
bring to the table, yeah.
To be honest. But I'm grateful for everybody that notices me and wants to be on my show, because that's cool too. Like, it's in the beginning, it was just an idea that I wanted to fulfill for myself. And now it's become something that people can really, like, come on and, like, be comfortable and open and talk about shit. So it's become more than I ever imagined it to be. So I'm chilling. I'm cool.
And that's when you know you're on the right path. Cause I feel like your plan, whatever plan you had, is going to always, like, succeed that, because you feel me? Like, when you're doing the right things, because it's just going to branch out to this, to this, to this. It opens up so many doors and lanes that you could just enter.
Yeah.
You feel me? Just me coming on here is going to bring new people to me. You feel me?
Mm-hmm.
Me showing this, you feel me, is going to bring new people to you and so forth. So it's just a constant exchange. You feel me? As long as you keep consistent and steady, it's like, Somebody gonna see it, you feel me?
And somebody gonna love it.
Exactly. That's another thing, too, I want to say, you feel me? For anybody doing music, and you feel me? I see a lot of rates and all that shit, you feel me? Definitely, you feel me? Take it considering criticism, you feel me? Don't, like, you feel me? Like, oh, here's somebody saying something bad about it and just assume them niggas is hating. Cause, right. You feel me? But at the same time, you feel me? If you know what the type of work you put in, if you really doing homework, you feel me? If you really love this music shit, do not let any, or fuck music, whatever, you feel me, lane you choosing to, you know, go through, do not let anybody stop you from doing that, because you feel me, I know, you feel me, I ain't the only person that be in my head, you feel me, so like definitely don't allow somebody to control, you feel me, your thoughts, your anything, so you gotta do you, chase that dream, chase that bag though, facts. And definitely take care of the fan.
No, facts, I just said that on a TikTok I made, and it was like, because I feel like a lot of people have a dream and they want to execute it, but it's like they worried about what the people at home gonna say or what people in their city gonna feel about it, and it's like, bro, like, you can't do it for them, because like some of your biggest fans and supporters are gonna be people you don't even know, so just put it
literally
out. literally I'm telling you, some of my biggest podcast supporters are people I don't even know, so put your talent out there, and if the people at home fuck with it, they fuck with it. If they don't, it's not for them anyway.
Exactly, and they probably don't even, you feel me, most of the time people that have like the sidebars to say could never be in the shoes of you exposing yourself to the world, you feel me, in that platform, right. Going on stage, going in front of a camera, you feel me, whatever the case is, but definitely keep going, you feel me, don't allow anybody to hinder your, you feel me, your dreams, but definitely take, you feel me, take criticism, like some people kind of don't, like I like to hear where I'm lacking at, you feel me. Because even if I don't agree with it, you feel me, I will always keep that in my head. And now when I'm doing whatever I'm doing, you feel me, I'm adding that. All right, you want this? I'm going to add a little bit of that. You feel me? Yeah. So anybody that ever said bad on my songs, you feel me? Most likely, you feel me, whatever they said, whatever, I took whatever they said and put it on the song.
Facts.
What now? What are you going to say?
Now what?
And I what now?
Right. I feel you. What's your sign?
Libra.
Period.
The Libra. Libra. Balancing on my scale. Shout out Lil Wayne, man.
Oh. I'm a Taurus. Y'all knew that already.
Taurus, yeah.
But that's always how I like to end it, because I'm an astrology girl.
Astrology. Shout out Libras.
Shout out to the Libras.
Shout out Just J. Trendy Jigga on the check-in. Trendy Party 2 out now. About to drop a vid. It's probably out now, because it's probably so you feel me? It's probably out.
You're right. And your birthday probably been passed.
Yeah, birthday been passed. Hola, you feel me? Shout out Trendy Jigga birthday. You feel me? Early.
No, we're... All right, last thing you want to say.
Big 223, Lonely the Gods, you feel me? Tay Money, G, Rowdy Slime, you feel me? Everybody chase a bag, you feel me? Live love, yeah, all that.
Thank you so much for coming on, finally. This is
I appreciate you, for real.
I'm so happy that it's fucking done, finally. But I appreciate you, gang.
It took way too long.
I know, the title of the episode is going to be Trending Topics.
Trending Topics with Trending. Exactly. Wow. Trending Topics.